responses they're getting?
Yeah, well, they were on the agenda last time. Maybe it's going to happen again tonight.
That's right.
Did you want me to run and get his gavel?
Did I want to what? Yeah, could you do that? Can I borrow it?
It's a pen.
That's what I've seen.
I am. Me.
It's like it's cool. They turn, we'll rotate each community.
Oh. What is that?
So the story about Freddy the fire truck is.
Oh, for the love of God. I swear to God, he's 33 going on 90.
What are you talking about? Freddy the fire truck's a 4-year-old, and she was devastated when the train was being.
He had dinner 3 hours ago.
Did you? Yeah, he did? Yeah, probably.
When the train was being demolished and taken apart in front of her.
How often do you go to dinner at a place where there's an ambulance parked out front?
How about finance, parks, and public safety?
So it's okay with Senior Trustee Calangelo.
That's not coming.
Well, we don't know. Are you okay with that order? I don't care either. All right. Okay.
Pat is running late?
We don't know.
If she is, it's
we'll
she
put hers. Wow. Oh, there you go.
Take your time, Pat.
You still want that order, Mr. Clerk?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Me?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I've got a new office phone. It's not working, so I was on the phone with customers. Support all day today. Because I'm working primarily out of my house, I've got, I've been using Ooma for years, but I had a regular IP plug-in phone. Mm. It's a pain in the ass because I move around the house a lot, and this way, I got a cordless one. But so I had to unplug the old base station. It comes with its own base station, plug it in. The base and the handset are connecting, but the network and the base aren't connecting for some reason. So I can't receive any calls. I mean, I'm getting voicemails.
But it's like, it's friends, when I was doing the Google phone, or the Verizon section, I could never, it was like a pager, I could never pick it up a lot.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, sorry.
Take your time.
No, that's right.
Apologies.
We were just marveling in how snazzy Chief McCarthy looks tonight.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Because you're a team player, Chief. That's...
You know, he's one of a kind.
Also, he's got to stay for the main meeting. Let's not kid a kidder.
We know what's really that's going it. On. He's not leaving. So.
Yes, exactly.
Such a charitable man. Yeah, it's hard to figure.
So fortunate.
What is that?
Give him your blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, who are we starting with?
Good. We'll do finance first.
Okay.
Trustee Guerra?
Here.
Trustee Calandrella?
Here.
Trustee Carroll?
Here.
Finance Committee approval of minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Calandrella.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Finance Committee of November the 5th, 2018.
Second.
Any questions, comments, or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Budget adjustments?
Can you just give us a real brief rundown? I see it's from one fund to another, but if you could just tell us what it's about.
Yeah, so we had a staff member that was transferred from the Public Works Department to the Village Manager's Office. When he was in the Public Works Department, all of his training and travel related to that training was budgeted in the water and sewer fund. Now that he's charged to the general fund, in order to move that money, we have to actually do a board-approved budget adjustment because it's increasing the overall budget of a fund.
Right. So it's taking 3,870 from one fund, putting it in another.
Yep.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Guerra.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve increasing the fiscal year 2018 general fund expenditure budget by $3,870 and decreasing the fiscal year 2018 water and sewer expenditure budget by $3,870.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's it for finance.
Parks and Rec, approval minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
Move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Parks and Recreation Committee of November 5th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Ice fishing on Lake Cedric.
Go ahead, Gary.
Mr. Chair, the annual request per village ordinance, the board needs to approve any ice fishing events that are not run by the village themselves. This is with our partners on Lake Cedric at District 230, requesting to utilize the ice for ice fishing. Late December, January, February, weather pending, as long as we have thick enough ice. We haven't been able to do it in about the last 3 years. We haven't had the thick enough ice.
Any questions from the board or comments? Just, go ahead, Pat.
That was my question. 3 years they haven't been able to get out there?
And I don't know if you guys noticed today, PIO sent out an informational email. We did have a nice story about the ice fishing, or not the ice fishing, but the fishing teams for the high school and the village and Lakeside were today on the trip.
Have they planted any more of their buckets for breeding?
I don't know if they dropped the habitats yet or the cribs yet. They have constructed them this fall.
Okay, because they've done that every year.
That's what the story is on.
Sure, they're a wonderful partner.
It brings a lot of support to the lake.
Okay.
Definitely.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Kira.
If I could just ask, do we also independently verify the thickness of the ice, or do we just leave it up to 230 to do that?
Typically, Ron verifies all that it is.
Good.
He's our ambassador for Lake Cedric.
Okay.
That's our liaison.
All right.
Perfect. Looking, any more questions from the audience? Looking for a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend that the Village Board to allow Consolidated School District 230 Bass Fishing Team to utilize Lake Sedgwick for their 2 or 3 day ice fishing event on weekend days in late December 2018, January or February 2019 as ice conditions permit.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The Grange Road Irrigation Systems.
As a little background, we know that this was sent to the board and that was kicked back for further bidding. So Gary, you want to give us an update?
Oh yeah, a little more background on this. This was committee approved in June, went to board. It was determined that they'd like to see if we could get some better numbers on it. Went back out to the market. We use BidNet now, so 121 companies were in fact notified according to the BidNet report. The village sent 6 specific emails to local companies that we deal with advising them that this is out on the market, and 11 companies downloaded the document. So we received 1 responsive bidder.
And the village actively tried to promote this with known vendors?
Yes, that was the 6 local vendors that we did reach out to.
So did everything in our power to get the lowest possible bid.
Yes.
Any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
So we had 1 bidder the first time.
Yes.
It was kicked back, and we still end up with 1 bidder.
Yes. The company that bid the first time would have bid the second time. However, within their organization, they missed the date.
Okay. It's good to know because there are...
We did reach out.
At least 3 of us on this board will remember that we got the same results after the second round of attempts, so...
Question.
Go ahead, Trustee Gare.
Is there something about our bid specs that make it undesirable that we could consider changing to get a better response?
Project?
For these, this isn't the first time we've gotten
this
a poor response.
This is pretty straightforward. This is just the startup and the shutdown of an irrigation
system. So it's nothing picky.
You know, they're clearing the RPCs, making sure there's no water in any of the lines or any of the heads. It's not a really complex project, but it's in the middle of the Grange Road, which adds to the cost considerably.
Okay.
And again, it's cheaper to farm out than do in-house.
I don't have the staff.
Gotta have a plumber.
You can just put a hose and non stuff.
Need big compressors too.
Not
we probably have the
house.
Compressors, but.
All right.
Yes, unless you got good insurance. Yeah. Mr. Chairman.
Any questions from the audience? Go ahead, Trustee Guerra.
I move to recommend to the village board to approve bid number 18-046, LaGrange Road Irrigation System Startup and Shutdown Maintenance to Halloran and Yauk, I think, Incorporated of Lake Forest, Illinois, in an amount not to exceed $39,800 for 2019, $41,000 for 2020, and $42,200 for 2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Landscape maintenance contract site additions.
Mr. Chair, this is to award additional sites and amend the contract that we have with our current landscape vendor. This would incorporate the maintenance around the buildings that are listed within the, I think, 13 of them off the top of my head. They would be maintained in the same exact fashion the medians and right of ways are. Pre-emergence, mulching, bi-monthly weeding, cleaning. Currently in-house, we don't have the manpower to maintain each building every 2 weeks. This was going to be budget neutral compared to our budget last year as we reduced materials that would be provided by the vendor, and we did cut some seasonal part-time staff.
And probably a better product?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions from the committee?
Mm-hmm.
Who first? Ladies first. Trustee Guerra.
I'm wondering about the materials used. Do we have any input into the type of weed killers?
We do. We've already specified in the original RFP for all the medians and medians right away and all the landscape beds that they already maintain. I believe it's 99 or 100 sites they currently maintain.
Okay.
The materials that we're specifically speaking about are weed control, pre-emergence, mulch, things along those lines.
Okay.
Typically, they're at them often enough that they're not spraying that much. Most of the weeds are mechanically pulled.
Okay, and where we don't want plant materials, products such as Roundup would be used?
I'm not positive whether or not they use Roundup. I can inquire. That's one of the more common products used in the industry.
I understand, but in light of the news and current judgments, perhaps we need to switch away.
I have a conversation with them on that. I know that in other areas, just for example, we don't utilize chemical weed killers in our playgrounds. We use a natural product, which is more vinegar-based, but at times you have to hit it two or three times to get the kill you're looking for. So
yeah, I get that.
I'll have a conversation with them.
Especially where we have property adjoining schools.
Understood.
You know, and just playgrounds in general tend to, we hope, attract children.
Well, playgrounds, we do those. We spray that in-house, and that's done with a product called
Listen, father of little ones.
It's an F word.
PH word.
You should hear him do a pharmaceutical trial. It's no better. Trust me.
I'd like to know what that product is later, just for my own.
I know. I remember though.
For my own information. Okay.
All right.
I do have a question.
You good?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee,
I think I already got my answer, but this vendor we got originally from an RFP, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So this is just asking to add these sites to the current contract. Once that contract does expire, we go back out for RFP, they'll all be lumped together again.
Gotcha.
Perfect. Any questions from the audience? Any more from the committee? Without looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend that the village board to approve the site addition of the village building's landscape maintenance to our current landscaping vendor, Christy Weber Landscapes, an amount not to exceed $62,385, pending approval of the FY 2019 budget.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Day camp field trip busing.
Go ahead. Hey, Nance.
Okay. So back in October, staff put out an RFP to assess busing needs for camp participants for our upcoming day camp season. Transportation is used for all the camps, buddies, voyagers, adventures, and summer pals, and they're used for field trips and pool shuttles, with at least 3+ hours in length of time. With that being said, 4 bus companies submitted proposals. They were First Student, American School Bus, Positive Connections, and Sunshine Southwest LLC. And after review of the proposals, we're recommending to go with First Student, which met all the requirements needed for the program and provided the lowest price per hour over all 3 years, including the fourth optional year.
And this is going to be cheaper. There's the cheapest bid, correct?
It was the cheapest bid, and they're actually the company we used with the last contract, and they were fantastic.
Great. Any questions from the committee? Questions from the audience? Looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Trustee.
I move to recommend, to the Board of Trustees to approve accepting the proposal and awarding the contract for day camp bus service to First Student Bus Company in the amount of $19,650 for summer 2019 and budgeted amounts for summer 2020 and 2021 with an option to renew in summer 2022 for budgeted amounts.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Public Safety, approval of minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Calandro.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of Public Safety Committee of November 5th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Amendment to Title II, Chapter 2 of the Village Code.
Chief.
Madam Chairman, this is an amendment to our ESCO ordinance, which has not been amended since 1975.
And you maintain control over this through the police department, right? The police department has oversight. Any questions from the committee? From the community? Chair will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend that the Village Board to pass an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Amending Title II, Chapter 2 of the Orland Park Village Code in regard to establishment of an emergency services and disaster agency.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion to adjourn.
We didn't want to rush into anything. Second. Since 1975.
75.
All in favor?
Aye.
We'll be back at 7.
Off to the races.
Oh, now that this thing says emergency, I'm going to give it to the chief now that we have an editor. Now that we have an editor, this says emergency. It happened. Full emergency lab. I didn't finish reading.
Do we know what is in there for emergencies? Is that what it is? Are you serious? This used to be in Bernie's office.